set to go. Tony Kubek steps into hitting position. The Chicago White Sox, having regained the American League lead from Baltimore with a record of 16-10. The Yankees third, 13-10. Tony Kubek is booed immediately as he comes up, batting 313. Early win into the windup. Around comes the right arm. The first pitch is high outside, ball one. Frank Cossetti coaching at third. Ralph Houck at first. There was some doubt for a while today as to whether this game would get underway. It rained considerably during the day. It's even foggy right now. Here's the next pitch. It's in there. Strike one, line one. Early win with a record of 272 Major League victories, 214 losses, 1-1 on the season. Delivers to Kubek, who swings and fouls it off. Out of play back at third base. Count of one ball and two strikes. This is Wynn's seventh start. He was a 22-game winner last year for the White Sox, helping him to the pennant. Lost 10. The right-hander to the windup. Around comes the right arm. And the pitch to Kubek is swung on. Looped out into right field. Coming on fast and making a catch. Al Smith. One away. Kubek lines out to Al Smith, who slipped a little bit on the grass, but made the catch. Mickey Mantle coming up, hitting 269. Early win in his seventh start. Was knocked out by Kansas City in 4 1/3 innings in the first start of the year. He had a 9-2 lead. He did not get credit for the win, though the White Sox won it. Then he was knocked out by the Tigers in his next outing. And after one inning, and was charged with a defeat. Right now, he's into the windup. The pitch to Mantle is high for ball. He started against the Tigers on April 29th, went 3 2/3 innings, ran into a streak of wildness. The White Sox won, but he didn't get the win. At Baltimore, Bauman was charged with the loss in relief of Wynn on May the 4th, and at Boston, May 10th, he started the game. The pitch to Mickey, outside. Bauman lost that game at Boston, May the 10th, in relief of Wynn. But in his last start, May the 15th, he became the old early win. He went the distance against the Indians, pitched a five-hitter, walked four, struck out four, and won the game 4-0. The 2-0 delivery to Mantle. Swung on, little roller, hit slowly down the first baseline, grabbed by Kozuski right at the bag for the out. Mantle grounds out, Kozuski unassisted. Two away. And here's Bob Sturr, batting 260 this season. He's at 20 for 77, scored 14 runs. He's had a double, a triple, six home runs, and 12 runs batted in. Two men out in the first inning. Bob Sturr is wearing the number 17. Here's the pitch. High, ball one. Sturr gets a little dirt in his hand. Minosa in left, Landis in center, Smith in right. Outfield shaded a little toward left. Now the 1-0 pitch on its way to Big Bob. Outside for ball two, 2-0. Esposito third, Aparicio short, Fox second, Kozuski first, and Lawler catching. Burley early win to the windup, and the pitch, curveball, lashed out in the left center for a base hit. Landis up for the ball, puts his throw back in to Aparicio, bounces by him over Fox's head, but Wynn is backing up. Serve, singles to left center, and now here is Yogi Berra, batting 322. Eight for 20 going into this week. And in the games in Cleveland, he was nothing for six. So he drew three bases on balls. Wynn to the stretch with two down. Checks Bob Sturb leading off first. Now the delivery to Yogi. Right in there. Fastball. Strike one. Count on Yogi. Two away. The outfield around toward right, center and right, almost straight away left. Wynn's delivery. High for ball, one and one. They got a tempting situation out here. Anybody that hits the ball into the center field bleachers, the first one gets $10,000 from a local concern. It is about a whole 450 or 60 foot wallop straight away. The 1-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Strike two. Yogi was slashing for the seat. Not the bleacher straight away. He was trying to pull it. One ball, two strikes. Indians and Red Sox scoreless at the end of five innings. Early win. It was 3-2 against New York last year. 31-51 his lifetime record against New York team. Here's the pitch to Yogi, and it's outside. Ball two. He almost went for the pitch that tailed off away from him. The pitch which Wynn delivers at about three-quarter speed, turns it loose a little bit different than his regular fastball and sort of tails away from the left-hand hitter. Two balls, two strikes. Wynn taking a lot of time. Now the right-hander is to the stretch. Sturb leads away from first. Krasuski backs up. And the pitch to Yogi. Swung on, loose foul off third, being chased by Esposito. The ball's out of play. Count remains 2-2. Yankees play here tomorrow afternoon, and our air time will be 1:25 Chicago time, 2:25 your time. Two balls, two strikes. Wynn into the stretch. Sturb leads away. Two away and a 2-2 count on Yogi. Here's the pitch. High outside for ball three. Phil Scarron on deck. A full count. Bob Sturb will be off and running with the pitch. Wynn to the stretch. Sturb with the lead. And Sturb steps back as Wynn steps off the rubber. Now Wynn's back on. Sturb leads away. Krasuski backing up behind the runner now. There goes Sturb. The pitch is swung on. There's a drive into left field. Minosa goes over toward the line and makes the catch. Sides retire. Yogi hit one to the opposite field, down the left field line, about 335 feet. Minosa shaded to left center, raced over to make the catch. In the last half of the first inning, Louis Aparicio leads off, Nellie Fox on deck, and Minnie Minosa to follow. Whitey Ford making his fifth start of the season, has won one and lost one. Beat Baltimore 5-0. In his debut this year, had to have some help for the last two innings. His next start, the Senators won it 5-4. He lost it and went 7-3 innings. Detroit knocked him out after an inning on May 3rd. And his last start at Washington, Whitey went only six innings. The pitch to Aparicio swung on to high pop-up. Richardson going out, Mantle coming in, Bobby still backtracking, calling for it, makes the catch. One away. Maris and Mantle right behind him. Now here's Nelson Fox, the American League's most valuable player. Aparicio, who is just hitting 217, pops out to Richardson. Aparicio's had only two hits in his last 19 at bat. Fox has had 5 for 22 for .227 average, though he's hitting .264 on the season. McDougal shortens up at third. The outfield skating a little toward left center and left straightaway right. Forward to the windup and the pitch to Fox. Low ball one. Manny Minosa on deck. Big gap in right center. Whitey Ford to the windup, and the pitch. Swung on, grounded to short. Kubek to his left, up for the ball near second base, throws to Scowron, and they're two away. Now Manny Minosa, hitting .308 on the season, 22 runs batted in, leading the White Sox in that department. He's had 5 homers, stolen 2 bases. He's had 6 doubles and 5 homers and a 32-hit collection. In his last 19 charged at bats, he's had 5 hits for .263 average. Right-hand batter, forward to the windup, 2 away, no score, first inning. The pitch is curved in there for a strike. Nothing in one. Outfield deep, shaded around toward left. McDougal deep, guarding the line. Kubek deep, shaded into the third base hole. Richardson deep, well over toward second. Scowron guarding the first baseline. No score, first inning. Whitey Ford into the windup, and the pitch to Minosa is low, ball one, 1-1. Bill Beck, by way of exciting some of the fans, has an automatic plate duster and ball receptacle. The 1-1 pitch to Minosa, change up, is swung on and missed. Strike 2, 1-2. And then on the scoreboard, he's got some giant rockets, plus a Hammond organ within the scoreboard with revved-up speakers. And when a member of the White Sox team hits a home run, sounds like D-Day. And if a member of any opposing team should hit one, the organ groans. One ball, two strikes. They also play baseball. One ball, two strikes to count. Forward to the windup. Round comes the left arm to pick the mini. It's low, 2-2. The Yankees move on to Kansas City Sunday and Monday. And to Detroit next Tuesday and Wednesday. And back home on Thursday night, the 26th. The 2-2 delivery. Swung on, little roll out in front of the plate, and Manny may beat it. Yogi up the ball, close to first, too late, and it's into right field. Manny keeps going. He's on his way to second. He's rounding second on his way to third. Here's the throw, and he's into third base. Minosa topped the pitch. It rolled out in front of the plate onto the grass just a little bit to the left as you look toward the mound. The ball kept moving away, and Manny, who's a real hustling ball player, kept digging. Yogi picked the ball up, swung around the throw, threw into the dirt. It bounded on by Scowron. It scored as a base hit for Minosa, and an error for Barra on the throw. There are two away, and the batter, Ted Kluszewski, hitting .333. He's had 6 for his last 17 for a .353 average. Minosa on third with 2 outs on an infield hit and an error. The pitch to Kluszewski, in there for strike, nothing in one. German Lawler on deck. Boy, that Manny really hustled. The throw, which got by a Moose, rolled along the right field line and up against the barrier. at an angle that made it impossible for anybody to recover it quickly. Somebody hollers it way down to the Yankee dugout to watch Venosa. McDougal has to play back deep and wide because Kozuski, while as a pull hitter, might go the other way. Minnie's a good base runner. The windup and the pitch upside. Scoreboard's got two and nothing. I thought he called the first pitch a strike. Seems as if Hank went up with the right hand, but he might have been grabbing his chest protector. Scoreboard has it, two balls, no strikes. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swung on and fouled off, out of play, back to third. Swung at a curveball and hit it right off the very end of the bat. Now, Thor holds up the hands to show it's one ball and two strikes, so we had followed him correctly, fortunately, and the scoreboard is wrong. Just so you won't think that that was meant the wrong way, we sometimes do it the other way where we're wrong. One ball and two strikes. Manosa way up the line from third. The windup by Ford. Here's the pitch, and Kozuski swings and sends a drive to deep left. Curve digging back, still going, and he's got the ball for the out in deep left center, about 365 feet away. And the side's retired. No runs, one hit, one error, and one left on. End of the first inning, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. Now we look at the Valentine scoreboard. Boston and Cleveland scoreless at the end of four and a half innings. Mon Bouquet and Grant the pitchers. Washington and Kansas City rained out. Baltimore, Detroit, it'll be Walker and Mossy. In the National League, time has been called. End of the first inning of the game at Philadelphia with Los Angeles. Philadelphia leading 1-0. End of the first inning, it's Conley against the Padres. Cincinnati at St. Louis, O'Toole and Jackson. But time has been called in that game because of rain. Chicago, Milwaukee leading off in the second inning. Roger Maris on deck and Gil McDougal to follow. Early win on the mound. The right-hander getting ready to pitch, and Scarron asks for time, steps out. Now we're set. Went into the windup and the pitch. Moose takes it high and inside for a ball. Scarron hitting 333, leading the club and runs batted in with 23. He's had nine doubles and five homers and a 31-hit collection. The 1-0 pitch. Curve high and outside for a ball. Moose bluffed a bunt. He had Esposito back deep. Scarron, who came into this week with only 4 out of 20 for 200 average, had only one hit and 8 times at bat against Cleveland. The 2-0 delivery. Stover for a strike. Casey has been concerned because of the general team slump in hitting. With the exception of Kubek and Howard and Barra. Here's the pitch. High, ball three, 3-1. Those three had been doing fairly well up until this week. Three balls, one strike. Outfield swing, Moose deep straight away. Wind of the windup and the 3-1 pitch to Scarron. Swung on and fouled back, strike two. Full count. Three balls, two strikes. Now the payoff pitch. Swung on and fouled back onto the screen. Wins delivery is wide of the mark for ball four. Well, outside, and Scarron walks. That brings up Roger Maris. Down to 333. He was way up in the 400s, but recently, Rod has dropped way off. He's only had three hits in his last 27 charged times at bat. Nothing for seven this week. Early win with 272 Major League victories is 15th on the all-time list of winners. Just one behind Red Ruffing, former Red Soxer and Yankee. Wind to the stretch, check to the runner, the pitch, and it is swung on and missed, strike one. Wynn has a chance, and this year, to go ahead of Ruffing, of course, and he undoubtedly has won one more game. He's a little ahead of Warren Spahn, who's pitching tonight. Over in Milwaukee, Spahn has a 269 total Major League total. Next pitch is over for a strike, nothing in two. Fastball is tailed away from Maris. McDougal on deck. No balls, two strikes. No score, second inning. Aparicio and Fox, each at double play depth. Went into the stretch. Cowan with a short lead. Now the pitch. Kings up his high outside, one and two. Two strikes on Maris. Fox hollers something over to Aparicio. Now the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Roger Maris strikes out. One down, and Joe McDougal coming up, hitting 226. Max had two for eight this week, but only four for his last 22. Suzuki was going to play a step behind Scarron, but Wynn motioned to him to play on the bag with Scarron, with McDougal coming up, figuring that Gill wouldn't be hitting in down the first baseline where he's going to pitch him. Could happen, but doesn't figure to. The right-hander to the stretch, and the pitch to Gill is in there for a strike. He bluffed a bunt to try and draw in Esposito. Sam is playing just a step or two beyond the bag at third. Aparicio and Fox have moved in three steps in the outfield grass. Early Wynn delivers, and McDougal takes the curve outside. Ball one, one and one. Outfield straight away. No score, second inning. Baltimore got two runs in the first inning against Detroit. Tigers are batting in the last of the first. Wynn ready. And the pitch. Curveball outside, two and one. Art Dittmar will pitch for New York tomorrow afternoon against Dick Donovan. Our air time is 2:25. Your time. Two balls, one strike. Went into the stretch. Garen moving off first. Not too big a lead. Now the pitch. Jim there, strike two, two, two. Wynn so far has just used fastballs and curves and changing up on both. He can throw a knocker and slider. The right-hander ready, delivers, and it's outside the ball three. Three and two. Got to make Gill chase that pitch a little. Just a little outside. Full count on McDougal. One away. We'll watch Scarron to see if he's running. Kozuski holding him on. Fox can't see Lawler's sign. Now he sees it.
Wynn ready. The stretch. There goes Moose. The pitch is swung on and missed. Two outs. The throw down, and Moose is trapped. Aparicio has the throw back to Krasuski. Krasuski chasing him, and Moose is running, and Moose is tagged out by Fox. A double play. McDougal strikes out, and Cowan is caught running. Lawler to Aparicio, to Krasuski, to Fox. No runs. No hits, no errors, no one left on. And at the end of an inning and a half, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing.
To be great, of the outfit of life. With two lovers open, precisely right. Lively, golden, crystal clear, the crispy pleasure, found on Valentine's Day. Hey, catch a cold beer. Hey, catch a Valentine's. Hey, catch a cold, cold beer. Catch your eyes for Valentine's Day. Hey, catch your eyes for Valentine's Day.
On the radio dial is WOKO, Albany, New York.
Sherman Lawler batting fifth in the order is first up. Al Smith on deck and Jim Landis to follow. No score. Between the organ and the sound of a cobra and the hissing sound of a pneumatic operation of the automatic plate duster and ball receptacle. They occasionally play ball between sound. We're all set to go. Whitey Ford to the windup. The pitch to Lawler. Swung on, bounced toward third. McDougal up with it. Flips on over to Scourin, and Mr. Lawler is retired, third to first. Sherm in his last 10 at bats of that four hits. Now coming up is Al Smith. Lawler is getting 311 on the season. Smith 310 on the season. He's second on the club and runs batted in with 20. Minnie has 22. Smith has four doubles, a triple, and three homers and 31 hits. The pitch fastball's in there for a strike. He has had seven hits in his last 19 times at bat for a current 368 average. That's a current, both AC and DC. Well, that's the kind of night it is. Humidity is high. And the fog is thick. The pitch swung on, lined over first to right field for a base hit. Maris goes over, fields the ball near the line, and Smith is held up with a line single to right field. He really tied into that fastball of Ford that tails away from right-hand hitter, and he caught it. And just breaking away from him and lined it over Scourin's head. Now here's a fleet-footed Jim Landis hitting 227. He's had two for his last 11. He had a three-run homer in the five-run 10th inning the White Sox had against the Yankees. In the only previous meeting this year between the two clubs at the stadium, the game the White Sox won in 10 innings, 8-3. Ford checks the runner. The pitch outside, ball one. Yogi had to fall away to the right to grab that one. Baltimore leading Detroit 2-0, 10 of the first inning. Smith on first, Landis at bat, Esposito on deck, and the White Sox fans start the hand clapping. McDougal shortened up at third. Check to the runner. Ford delivers. The pitch is outside, ball two, 2-0. Kubek and Richardson each in about two steps in the outfield grass at double play depth. Hard to double Landis. He's very fast. unless he hits the ball sharply to an infielder. Throw to first, and Smith is back. Outfield, playing Landis just about straight away. Forward into the sixth. Smith moves off first. The pitch, ball three, curveball stays high. 3-0. Whitey to the stretch, and a 3-0 pitch in there. Strike one, 3-1. Tony Cuccinello coaching at third, Don Gutteridge at first. Cooch has had a look at the skipper, Al Lopez, and flashed the sign on to Landis. Al Smith, of course, has it, and we'll watch to see whether he's moving or playing it safely. Three balls, one strike, one out. The stretch by Ford, Smith with the lead. He's playing it safely. The pitch is lined foul down the left field line, out of play. Strike two, full count. Into that, we got too far out in front on it, rolled it too much. You know, it's hard to see the outfielders. There's fog hanging over this field. There goes the runner. The pitch is high and inside. Ball four. Landis walks. And now here's Am Esposito coming up. A Chicago boy. While hitting 192, 5-4-26. Has been doing well of late. Esposito bats him right-handed. Smith on second, Landis on first, and one out in the second inning. Esposito at bat, a right-hand hitter. Early win, pretty good hitting pitcher to follow. Ford's delivery, curve inside, ball one. One ball, no strike. Outfield straight away. Maris not too deep in right. Serve comes in a little in the left. Smith leads off second, Landis off first. Moose breaks over to first, the throw, and they almost had him. Landis dives back into the bag. One ball, no strike. Runners lead away once more. Ford delivers, Esposito takes it, blowing inside. Ball two, 2-0. With one away, Smith singles, Landis walks, and now Esposito is ahead on the count. Two balls, no strike. Ford taking his time, turns around his back to the plate. Now he moves up onto the rubber into pitching position. Studies Yogi sign. Smith leads off second, Landis off first. The stretch. And the pitch. It's in there, strike one, 2-1. Lead away from first and second. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded toward McDougal. He's up with it. Throws over to second for one. Back to first. No double play. Esposito beats the throw. Smith moving to third. The force out at second. McDougal to Richardson. And I'll tell you, they just barely got landed. They almost beat the play both ways. As it was, they beat it at first. And now here's early win coming up. Early win. Good hitting pitcher, 2-for-9. Quick hitter batting right-handed against Whitey Ford. Al Smith on third. Sam Esposito on first. Whitey asks for time, wants to talk to Yogi.
which gives me a chance to point out that on the ball hit by Esposito, it wasn't a sharply hit ball. It's about three-quarter speed, if I can put it in those terms, going toward third. It seems that McDougal was trying to decide whether he had a chance in getting the ball, run over, step on third, and then throw to first. And the hesitation cost him double play. Now we're ready. They pitch to win. Outside, ball one. Smith on third, Esposito on first. Gundrich goes over to say something now to Esposito. He can look for anything, a possible double steal. That is unlikely, but is possible. Now the stretch. Runners lead away from first and third. And the pitch. Swung on a ground ball, hit out toward second. Up with it is Richardson. Throws on to Scarron. Wynn is retired, and so are the White Sox. No run. One hit. No errors, and two left on. At the end of two innings, no score. The Yankees, no runs, one hit. One error, one left on. Chicago, no runs, two hits, no errors. And three men left on. Ah, yes, tomorrow. Tomorrow, May 21st, is a big day. It's Armed Forces Day. The men and women of our armed forces invite you to be their guests at your nearest armed forces installation. Bring the family. It'll be interesting and lots of fun. Right now, we're going to pause. 10 seconds. Oh, for station identification.
1460 on the radio dial, WOKO, Albany, New York. 18 minutes before 10, 68 degrees.
Valentine's scoreboard, Boston-Cleveland scoreless, end of six innings. Mo Bouquet.
For Boston.
Now to the third inning in Chicago. Bobby Richardson up, no score. Wynn's pitch is over, strike one. Bobby Richardson hitting 235. He had three for eight this week. The pitch is high, ball one, line one. Smith in right field playing straight away, giving Richardson a lot of right center. Landis shaded a little to left center. Minosa straight away left. The 1-1 pitch to Bobby Richardson. Low outside, ball two. 2-1. Yanks nothing, White Sox nothing. It's the third inning. The Yankees will be back at Yankee Stadium next Thursday night. The 26th of May, with Paul Richards high-riding Baltimore Orioles. And next Friday afternoon, the 27th. Early win, 2-1 pitch to Bobby Richardson. Swung on, lined out to left. Minosa coming fast and makes the catch. He had to back up. He started in. The ball kept rising on him, and then he had to stop and go back. One away, and now Whitey Ford. On Saturday, the 28th, there will be a Saturday night game at Yankee Stadium. The only Saturday night game of the year. It will also be a ladies' night. And the only ladies' night game of the year, Saturday night, the 28th. Sunday, the 29th, Washington will be there, and also for the Decoration Day doubleheader on the 30th. With home run hitting Jim Lemon and Bob Allison and... Of course, one of the great pitchers today in the game, Camilo Pascual. Whitey Ford looks at a high fastball and the count is 1-0. Whitey's had 1-for-7. Early win, one of the all-time great winners. 15th on the list. Delivers to Whitey, over for a strike. He figures to, he has a chance tonight to tie a roughing for number 14. And, of course, figures to pass him this year. The 1-1 delivery to Ford is outside and high, ball 2, 2-1. Wynn won the Cy Young Memorial Award last year's baseball's outstanding pitcher. A 2-1 delivery to Ford. High ball three, 3-1. He won more games last year than anybody in the majors at 22. The 3-1 pitch to Ford. In there, strike two, full count. His 23rd year. Started out, that is in the majors, started out with Washington in 1941. 23rd year in organized ball. The pitch is outside for ball four. Whitey Ford draws a walk with one out in the third inning. This is his 23rd year in organized ball. He started in 1937. Got to the majors in 1939, appearing in three games with Washington. Didn't get back to Washington until 1941, part of the season. 1942 to stay. Tony Kubek lined out to Al Smith in right field in the first inning. Left-hand hitter. One on and one out. No score, third inning. Early wins delivery. High outside, ball one. A 20-game winner or better on five different occasions. Ready for the 1-0 pitch to Kubek. Tony swings and loops it into short left field. Minnie comes fast and he can't get it. The base hit. Whitey Ford stops at second. Aparicio went out and Minosa in. A Texas League single to left for Tony Kubek. One out, two on, Mickey Mantle up, and Bob Serve on deck. Mantle grounded out in the first inning to Pluszewski. Wynn taking his time. Two on and one out in the third inning. No score. Pitch to Mantle. Swung on and missed. Strike one. No balls. One strike. Whitey Ford on second. Tony Kubek on first. The stretch, runners lead away from first and second. And the pitch to Mantle. Inside and high, ball one, one and one. One ball, one strike. Leads off second, Kubek off first. One away, no score in the third inning. Early win. A 1-2 count on Mantle. Early win ahead of him. Win taking a lot of time. Picking the dirt around out some of the rubber. Now he's all set to work. Ford on second and Kubek on first. Wind to the set. Checks the runners. Here's the pitch and Mantle takes it. High ball two. He just checked his swing in time. Mantle is more of a low ball hitter batting left-handed, more of a high ball hitter batting right-handed. Naturally, batting left-handed, they throw him, when he's throwing fastballs, you get him up. And curb him low and inside.
Two balls, two strikes. Ford moves off second, and Kubek off first. Early wind set. And the pitch. Swung on, there's a high fly ball into deep right center. Ford goes to second to tag. Landers under the ball, makes the catch. Whitey Bluff dash to third and gets back to second. The throw went into Aparicio. Mantle had a high drive to deep right center field for the second out. The ball went way up in the air. Looks as if Landers gets back, waiting for it to come down. Seems to hang up there. Now here's Bob Serve, two on and two out. Serve had the only hit off win, a single to left center in the first inning. Ford on second and Kubek on first with two down in the third. You know, each team has had somebody aboard in each half inning so far. The pitch to Bob is outside, ball one. To the stretch once more, the runners lead away from first and second. The pitch to serve is high, ball two, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Moves off second, Kubek off first, two away. The pitch to serve, high ball three, 3-0. Serve pitch, looking at Cassetti to see whether he's got a green light or not. Serve has had, going into this game, 7 for 19. The last 19 charges at bat for a 368 average. Balls, no strikes, two on and two out. Wind to the stretch. I look around the pitch. In there, strike one, frame one. This is a spot where a hitter, a hit on the count, figures he might get a good pitch with a guy like Wind pitching. You might make you chase. The 3-1 pitch swung on and popped up in the air to the right of the plate. Lawler digs over towards the stand. Can't get it out of play. Strike two. Full count. Wind gave him that big motion and he pulled a string on him a little from a change up fighter, almost seemed to me. Change of pace anyway. A full count on Bob Sir with two away in the third inning. Whitey Ford on second base, Tony Kubek on first. They'll be off and running with the pitch. Yankees nothing, White Sox nothing. The right-hander to the stretch, Ford moves off second, Kubek off first. There they go, the pitch, swung on lines in the right center for a base hit. Ford round third comes in to score, around second goes Kubek as Landis crosses into Aparicio, and it is 1-0 New York. Bob Serve getting the second hit off win. He's 2-for-2. And it's 1-0 New York. Serve's been the only Yankee getting a hit. Now Yogi Berra, who flies to left field in the first inning, steps up. Bob Serve credited with his 13th run batted in. Kubek on third, Serve on first, and Berra the batter. Yogi asks for time, then steps back in. Wind to the stretch. Now the pitch. Yogi swings and pops it high into the air. Nellie Fox goes out on the grass in short right near the line and makes the catch and the sides retire. One run. Two hits. I said a moment ago, Sheriff's the only one to get any hits tonight. Kubek, of course, singled in the inning. One run, two hits. No errors. And two left on. Down to two and a half innings. The Yankees won, and the White Sox, nothing. You know, if someone asks you for an opinion of your neighborhood tavern, I wonder if it goes something like this. Well, it's a place I like to go to whenever I want to meet a few friends, find good conversation, and enjoy a few laughs. I kind of think that's somewhat of a... Last half of the third inning, it'll be Aparicio, Fox, and Minoso. The White Sox will be back at Yankee Stadium early June. That'll be quite a series. A four-game series with two night games on tap. So just remember those dates. June 6th and 8th, Monday and Wednesday night. Two night games for the White Sox. And afternoon games on Tuesday and Thursday, the 7th and 9th. Louis Aparicio are leading off. It's the last of the third. Following the White Sox will be a big weekend series of the Indians. Friday night the 10th, Saturday afternoon the 11th, the ladies' day, and the Sunday doubleheader the 12th. The previous weekend, 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the Red Sox. The pitch to Aparicio swung on, a high pop-up into short left. Two back out along the left field line, and Mitch drops the ball, and Aparicio reaches second. Tony Kubek is tied with a two-base error on a pop-up along the left field line. Thus, Aparicio reaches second with nobody out. And here's Nellie Fox with Minoso on deck and Krasuski to follow. Louis Aparicio, who is hitting 217 going into the game tonight and who had popped out to Richardson, gets two bases on Kubek's muff of his pop-up. 1-0 New York, third inning, nobody out. Four to the stretch. They pitch to Fox, swung on, grounded foul down the first baseline. Strike one.
.1450 on the radio dial, WOKO, Albany, New York. Time now at 10 o'clock, temperature 68 degrees.
Aparicio on second with nobody out. McDougal has to play in close for Fox. And we'll have to watch Aparicio. Here's the pitch. It's low outside. Almost a wild pitch. Ball on 1-1. A 1-1 count. Nelson Fox grounded out to Kubek in the first inning. Forward into the stretch, Aparicio with his lead. Now the delivery, Fox swings and lines with the Kubek. Aparicio reaches back to second base. Fox lines out to Kubek. One down, and here's Minnie Minoso. He beat out a roller in front of the plate and raced on the third, and Vera threw wildly past first base. Aparicio. Digs in with Aparicio on second and one out. McDougal now is back deeper than he was for Fox, but he's just about even with the bag, maybe a step beyond. Forward to the stretch, Aparicio leading away from second. The throw to second, Aparicio's back. Aparicio with his lead. And the pitch to Minnie. Swung on, hit to the box. Aparicio holds second. Ford throws to Scallon, and they're two away. That leaves it up to Big Clue, who flies to left field in the first inning. They're out talking to Ford. And now, the way the events have developed, if Aparicio should score, Aparicio, or any further on, they would, as far as Ford's pitching record, they would be classified as unearned. You know, that's something I wish you'd just leave out of all discussion and printing. Just leave it for the record, because it doesn't, it's all part of the game. It only has to do with the pitcher's earned run average. Aparicio leads off second. The pitch to Cruz. Swung on a drive. Deep to right field. They go all the way. And the Rockets, they go off here now. There go the Rockets. Fireworks light up. And there goes the noise. 2-1, Chicago. Still going off. The game will be continued shortly. Here now is Sherman Lawler. Ted Kaczynski. Getting his first home run of the year. Six runs batted in. Now Sherman Lawler steps up. He's down as a third in the second inning. 2-1 Chicago. Ford to the windup and the pitch to Lawler. Outside, ball one. The fans, first time I think that they have seen the Rockets go off at night. Once before this year, but a lot of them who were here tonight weren't here then. The delivery in there for a strike, one and one. I won't even attempt to describe what happened, but the scoreboard gets lights up all around the rim. With all the colors and the rainbow. Then they've got the rocket-like, well, they shaped like bats up on top of the scoreboard. Here's the pitch, swung on and foul back. And shooting through the rockets are the fireworks. It burst, you know, up over the field after they shot off there. You ever play one of those pinball machines and you hit, you know, you hit the thing and all the lights go on and bells ring and folk holler and all that thing. The only thing, that was no still. Now the 1-2 pitch. High and inside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, 2-1 Chicago. The 2-2 delivery on its way. Into the dirt, ball three, 3-2. Whitey Ford giving up a two-out home run to Ted Kaczynski, throwing Aparicio ahead of him. Three hits off Whitey, one in each of the first three innings. Thank you. the 3-2 pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled off to the right of the plate, out of play. The Indians lead the Red Sox 2-0 now, 10-7 innings. Baltimore leading Detroit 2-0, 10-3 innings. Washington, Kansas City rained out. Philadelphia 1, Los Angeles 0, going into the second inning. Rain's been holding up play there. Here's the pitch to Lawler. Swings and misses, strike three. The side is retired. Two runs, one hit, one error, and no one left on. At the end of three innings, the White Sox, two runs, three hits, no errors, and three left on. The Yankees, one run, three hits, two errors, and three men left on base. I hope you folks are enjoying the game with some Valentine beer, the light beer with two lager flavors. Get ready to go here in the top of the fourth inning. The White Sox leading 2-1. Bill Scarron will walk in the second inning of the batter. Early win out on the mound. The windup, the pitch is hit foul down the third baseline, strike one. And right through for Teddy Drake. The Crow's first error of the year, coaching at third base. Down in the batter, Roger Maris on deck. One strike on the moose. Knuckleball hit on the ground to the right side. Now he pops up with the ball. Over to Krasuski, one away. Here's Roger Maris, who struck out in the second inning. And Roger has been in quite a slump. He's been uppercutting the ball. He doesn't have that level swing that he had at the beginning of the year. You know, you get into those slumps, and for the life of you, you can't figure out what you're doing or why you're doing it. Those things come and go. Well, here's the windup by Early Wynn. The pitch is high for a ball. On deck, Gil McDougal. This morning, we had quite a fog here in Chicago. And then it rained about 5:30, and the infield is quite wet. The outfield is very wet. The pitch to Maris is high outside, ball two, 2-0. And they're having quite a bit of rain around the rest of the country. Right up in Milwaukee, which is just about 100 miles from here, the game is held up for quite some time because of rain. Curve, high ball, 3-0. Here's the 3-0 delivery. Strike call, fastball on the outside part of the plate. Full house here tonight at Comiskey Park. And the White Sox fans love to come out and see the Yankees. See them get beat, of course, with the hometown fans too. There's a swing and a miss at a curveball, strike two, 3-2 to count. Ready now for the payoff pitch to Maris. There it is, and it's strike three, swing. The third strikeout for Early Wynn, and the second time Maris has gone down on strike. And here's Gil McDougal, who struck out in the second inning. Two outs. Thank you.
going on. The pitch, and McDougal is a curve high, ball one. White Sox lead 2-1. As Ted Suzuki hit a two-run homer. Deep in the right field seesaw, righty four. Thank you, scored in the top of the third, and the White Sox came back with two in the bottom of the third. Another curve. This one's over. It's strike one, one and one. White Sox have yet to lose here at Comiskey Park this year. They've won all eight games played in their home park. Outfield straight away on Gill. Another curve. This one outside. Ball two, two and one. Wynn seems to be throwing more breaking stuff tonight than he usually does against the Yankees. Right field line. Smith chasing it, but it's going back into the stands, out of play. White Sox have Minot in left, Landis in center, and Smith in right. Sammy Esposito is the third baseman. Aparicio is short. Fox is second. Krasuski at first. Lala catching. And early win out on the mound. Two pitch. Curve foul on the third baseline. Fans give Cassetti a hand, feeling that slow hit ball. Now the 2-2 pitch again is high ball three. Full count on McDougal. To go. A slow hit ball on the third base line. If that doesn't roll foul, it's a base hit, and it's a base hit for McDougal. As Esposito could do nothing about it, playing deep with 3-2 on Gill. McDougal top one slowly down the third base line. It hugs the foul line all the way down and stays there. Infield single for McDougal. That's the fourth hit off win. Two out. Here's Bobby Richardson, who lined the left field in the third inning. Suzuki holding first against McDougal. White Sox lead 2-1 here in the top of the fourth. Here's a stretch by Wynn. Pitch to Richardson, is lying to right field for a base hit. Al Smith over to McDougal's around second, trying for third. The throw comes in, and Gill slides in there. And Gill pulled a good decoy on Al Smith. He got the second, he kind of slowed down a little bit. So Smith nonchalanted the ball, and then Gill put on his feet and easily slid in the third ahead of the throw. As Richardson lines a single right. Five hits off Wynn, and the batter is Whitey Ford, who stopped to rub some mud off the top end of his bat. Whitey walked in the third inning. And now the outfield comes way in. And also in left, Landers in center, and Smith and right are playing very shallow. Whitey, who bats left-handed, choked up on the bat. More of a line drive type hitter. Richardson leading off first, and Dougal off third. Here's the stretch. Pitch to Whitey is in there for a strike, a third ball. Mud out of his spike. Very wet walking from the Yankee dugout up to home plate. In the stretch by Wynn. The pitch is high ball one, one of mine. Didn't rain long here in Chicago, but it rained hard for the time it did come down tonight. One ball, one strike on fourth. McDougal at third. Richardson at first. Suzuki is holding the bag against Richardson. Wynn sets himself, sets the runners. Pitch is outside, ball two, 2-1. Four, it is high ball three, 3-1. 2 men are out here in the top of the fourth. On deck is Tony Kubek. An early win is not happy out on the mound. Doesn't want to walk forward and takes the Kubek with the bases loaded. Here's the stretch. A 3-1 pitch. Swung at a miss, strike two, and Whitey got the green light. As Casey Stengel figured that win would just try and throw the ball over, not wanting to walk forward. That's exactly what happened, but Whitey swung a little too hard and missed the pitch. And it's a full stop. 3-2. There are 2 outs, so Richardson will be going with the pitch. And Suzuki is now moved in back of the runner at first base. The Kugel is at third. 2-1, the White Sox lead. We're in the top of the fourth. Early win goes into a stretch position. The pitch is low, ball four, and Ford walks for the second time. And that's the third walk given up by Wynn. The bases are loaded with Ford at first, Richardson at second. The Kugel is third, and here's Tony Kubek, who'll fly to right and single to left. With the White Sox leading 2-1 in the top of the fourth inning. On deck, Mickey Mantle. Early win will now pitch with his full windup. Is called as Dan Lawler goes out for the mound to talk with Wynn. Yankees scored in the top of the third inning, but the White Sox came back with two in the bottom of the third on a 2-run homer by Suzuki. Yankees are threatening now with 3 men on, 2 out, and 2 bets for batter. Buddy Ford with his jacket on at first base. Here's the first pitch to Kubek. It pops in the air to short right field. Nellie Fox moving over. Suzuki under it now. And Suzuki makes the catch in foul territory for the third out. So for the Yankees in the top of the fourth, no runs. Two base hits. No White Sox. There are 3 men left to score at the end of 3.5 innings. The White Sox 2 and the Yankees 1. Here's Ford's first pitch. It's high inside, ball one. hitting right fielder. Soaked up in the bat a little bit. Low curve hit. Pass through back into center field. Smith gets his second base hit of the game. And that's hit number four. So Al Smith is having a year like he did for Cleveland in 1955 when he finished with a 306 batting average. Here's Jim Landis. Landis walks in the second inning. Stalin holds first against Smitty. McDougal's in at third. Stretch by four. The pitch is fouled back out of play. Full house here tonight at Comiskey Park. Yankees have Bob Scherz playing his first game since being acquired from Kansas City in left field. Madeline center, Larry tonight. The pitch is bunted out, missed strike two. Ford was charging in on the mound and scouring in from first. McDougal came in a couple of steps to the bench stop when he saw Landis miss the ball. Nothing in two on Jim Landis. On deck, Sammy Esposito. Here's a stretch by four. Ball popped in the air. Right by the plate, Yogi Berra, moving under it, makes the catch. In foul territory. Landis fouls out to Yogi, and it brings up Sammy Esposito, who bounced to third in the second inning. Sammy's a local boy. Born in Chicago.
Esposito.
Leading 2-1, we're in the bottom of the fourth inning. This is Esposito's fifth full year with the White Sox, and he can play any position in the infield. Pitch to Esposito is inside ball one. First against Smith with one out. Tony Cuccinello coaching at third. Don Gutteridge down at first for the White Sox. Pitch is on the outside corner for a called strike, 1-1. Time is called as Al Smith is talking with first base coach Don Gutteridge. They're ready. Always good to check with the coach. Then you won't miss the hit and run or the possible steal sign. One ball, one strike, one out. The stretch. Pitch is low, ball two. Yogi bluffs the throw down to first base. 2-1 the count. Hit on the ground to the shortstop, Kubek to Richardson for one, back to first, double play. Boy, Al Smith slid about 10 feet past second base in the wet ground. A double play, short to second to first. For the White Sox in the bottom of the fourth, no runs, one hit. The Yankee errors, nobody left. The score at the end of four full innings, the White Sox 2 and the Yankees 1.
Thank you.
innings, the Phillies lead the Dodgers 2-0. Dodgers against Conley. Cardinals lead Cincinnati 1-0 at the end of an inning and a half. O'Toole against Jackson. Still winning in Milwaukee, Chicago and Milwaukee. And Pittsburgh leads the Giants 3-1 at the end of 7. Jones against Bates. Bates has come on in the 8th inning for the Pirates. There's Mickey Mantle, who's 0-2 tonight. Bounced to first, fly to center. White Sox 2. Yankees 1, top of the 5th. Early win out on the mound. Mr. Mantle is hit on the ground at first base. Pazuski up with it. Flips the wind covering. In time to get Mickey by a step. Early wind got off that mound in a hurry. They know when Mantle gets back, you got to move fast. And here's Bob Serve, who certainly has broken in with a bang. A bang as loud as the scoreboard here at Comiskey Park. He's been up twice since being called up from Kansas City and has singled twice on the line at center field. He's driven in the only run for the Yankees. 2-for-2 for Serve, and he has now hit in 6 consecutive ball games, 5 with Kansas City, and here tonight with the Yankees against the White Sox at Comiskey Park.
You are tuned to 1460. This is WOKO Albany, 10:30.
One out, nobody on. Pitch to serve is over for a called strike. Hey, we had a lot of fog here in Chicago this morning, and it looks like one is rolling in one right now. It's coming in right at the top of the roof here at Comiskey Park. Pitch to serve, curve, outside, ball 1-1-1. Yogi Berra on deck. Pitch to serve is hitting the ground at second base. Fox up with it. Over to Krasuski, and it's two away. Two out, and here's Berra. Yogi, fly to left, pop to second base. Early win pitching to Yogi Berra. And I wonder how many times these two have faced each other. Each time it's a challenge for the pitcher and for the batter. The pitch to Yogi is hitting the ground at first base. Suzuki up with it and races to the bag for the unassisted putout. And Wynn retires the Yankees in order for the first time in the ballgame. Nothing across the score at the end of 4.5 innings. The White Sox 2 and the Yankees 1. They really have a ball here at Comiskey Park. My scoreboard stands out for sure. But you know, friends, when it comes...
Listen to it again. It's a sound you seldom hear, but one that's mighty important to your car. The sound of a lube gun at work. With every beat, heavy-duty protective grease is set into vital chassis and engine parts. With so many makes and models of cars today, the trick is to know where all the fittings are. That's why Atlantic dealers from New England to Florida are briefed regularly on the latest lubrication requirements for all cars. And Atlantic Safety Service Lubrication is a thorough lubrication covering all the important parts of your car. And you get special bonus features too, like spraying battery terminals to prevent corrosion and being off-grade, keeping upholstery in floor mats, and more, all at no extra cost. See your Atlantic dealer for a real bonus value. Get an Atlantic Safety Service Lubrication.
Waiting for early win to make his appearance out of the White Sox dugout, and here he comes. He'll be leading off against Whitey Ford in the bottom of the 5th. To second base in the second inning. first pitch to win is a curve, a little low ball one. Hurley's one of the better hitting pitchers in the big league. Switch hitter at that. Curve over, strike one, one, one. With Washington way back in 1939. 1-1 pitch. Strike two called. Best ball on the inside part of the plate. To right field, Roger Maris moving back under it, and now comes in and makes the catch for the first out here in the bottom of the fifth. That brings up Louis Aparicio, who popped a second and then reached on an error and scored ahead of Kazuski's first home of the year. Time goes up on the scoreboard, six stolen bases by Aparicio as he leads the American League in that department, which is nothing new. Aparicio low inside ball one. Well, what a pair of hands this kid's got and an arm to go with it. Born in Maracaibo, Venezuela. 5'8", only 155 pounds, but he can fly. Low curve over for a call strike, 1-1. Aparicio got a lot of votes for the most valuable player last year. He was second to his teammate, Nelly Fonts, who was the most valuable player. Fastball low. Ball two, 2-1. This is his fifth year with the White Sox, and he has led the American League in stolen bases every year that he's been in the American League. The 2-1 pitch is popped down the right field line. Darren Richardson and Maris chase it, but it was backed into the seats out of play. 2-2 on Aparicio. Aparicio, just 26 years old. Two balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on. White Sox lead 2-1, bottom of the fifth inning. Pitch, curve way inside, ball three, 3-2. On deck, Nelly Fox. As a matter of fact, both Aparicio and Fox have been in a batting slump. But it hasn't bothered their player field. Here's the payoff pitch. Fastball hit deep to left field. Serve going back, way back. And he makes the catch right against the left field fence. Boy, Aparicio put the wood to that one. He sent Bob Serve right against the fence in left field. Bob hauled it down. That's two outs. And here's Nelly Fox. Nelly's 0-2. Bounces short and line to short. Little left hand hitter stands deep in the box. Pitch is hit on the ground at first base. Scouring up with it for the unassisted putout. So four sets the White Sox down, 1-2-3, nothing across. At the end of five full innings, the White Sox have two runs, four hits, no errors. The Yankees one run on five hits and two errors. Well,
Chicago playing this champion Chicago White Sox team. The only other game the White Sox played against the Yankees, they won it in the stadium in extra innings. New fans won't forget that game for a long, long time. But they'll be back at Yankee Stadium during the early June homestand, and what a series that should be. The White Sox and the Yankees will meet in New York in a four-game series with two night games on tap. Well, listen, tickets are moving very fast for this set, so we suggest you get yours as soon as possible. Now, here are the dates, and you better mark them down, because they are big games. Chicago's at Yankee Stadium on Monday night, June the 6th, Tuesday afternoon the 7th, Wednesday night, June the 8th, and Thursday afternoon, June the 9th. We take a look at the scoreboard, and in the American League, Cleveland has shut out Boston 2-0. As Jim Mudcat Grant combined with Dick Stigman to pitch a three-hitter against the Red Sox. Ron Boquette and Hillman pitched a five-hitter against Cleveland, but Cleveland scored 2-7 to win it 2-0. Washington and Kansas City was postponed because of rain. Baltimore leads Detroit 3-1 at the end of 5.5. Walker against Marcy. The National League, the Phillies lead the Dodgers 2-0 at the end of 3.5. Hodges against Connolly. Cardinals lead Cincinnati 1-0 at the end of 2.5. O'Toole against Jackson. Still raining in Milwaukee. And the Giants have tied up the game against Pittsburgh 3-3. Playing the bottom of the ninth. Odell against Bates. McCovey homered in the ninth for his ninth home of the year to tie it up. Here's Bill Scarron, who walked and bounced to second base. 2-1, the White Sox lead, top of the sixth. Hits the Moose, curve fouled down the first baseline, strike one. Oh, and right now, let's pause for station identification.
On the radio dial is the WOKO Albany. 19 minutes before 11.
One strike on Scarra. Big windup by Early Wynn. Knuckleball as high as Moose started a bunt at the ball. 1-1. Can't blame Scarra. No third baseman playing in short left field. And he wants to get him in a little bit so he can drive one past him. But he doesn't bluff Esposito, Sammy's still playing deep at third. Pitch, the curve popped in the air. Aparicio, the shortstop, moving back into left field. In fair territory, makes the catch for the first out. Scarron pops to the shortstop. One away, here's Roger Maris. And Rog, been up twice, struck out swinging both times.
Doctor.
On deck, Gil McDougal. Pitch to Maris is high outside for a ball. Pitch to Maris is swung at and missed strike one. He went after an outside curveball, didn't get it. Yankees and the White Sox meet again tomorrow afternoon here at Comiskey Park. 2:25 p.m. New York time will be on the air. Curve is fouled as he tries to check his swing. One ball, two strikes. Chicago is an hour behind New York time. Is a ground ball hit to the left of the mound. Went up with a flip underhanded to Kazuki for the out. And again, Maris tried to check his swing. But the breaking ball hit his bat and rolled just to the left of Early Wynn for an easy out. That's two out. Here's Gil McDougal. Gil struck out and then beat out an infield single. One for two for McDougal. On deck, Bobby Richardson. 2-1, the White Sox lead. We're in the top of the sixth inning. still takes the curve low outside for a ball. Another curve is outside, low ball two, 2-0. .352 down the left field and right field line. And .415 in dead center here at Comiskey Park. .375 in left center and right center. Got a really hit one here for a home run. There's a curve low outside. Ball three. 3-0. Throwing three straight curve balls to McDougal and missed low outside each time. The 3-0 pitch. Strike call. Fastball that time, right down the middle. Curve is hit on a ground pass. Pazuki out to right field. And boy, you could see McDougal wait for that overhand curveball and just go with it to the opposite field. Gill strokes the single in the right field. Hit number six off Wynn. And here's Bobby Richardson, who lined the left field and then singled the right field. Two outs. Krasuski holding first against McDougal. Wynn pitching from the stretch position. Pitch is a curve outside, ball one. Again, the stretch by Wynn. Looks at McDougal leading off first. Pitch is fouled as Richardson tries to check his swing. 1-1. Charlie Wynn had a rough time at the beginning of the year. He had pitched and started five games without a win. Finally, in his sixth start, hit the shutout for his first win of the year. 1-1 on Richardson. Wynn stretches and steps off the mound. Again. Pitch is popped in the air to short left field. Minoso digging in and under it now. Makes the catch. For the Yankees in the top of the sixth. No runs. One hit. No White Sox errors and one man left. Score at the end of 5.5 innings. The White Sox 2 and the Yankees 1.
When you hear the crack of a bat against the ball, you know it's spring again. And that means it's time to get your car ready for the fun of warm weather driving. What's the best way to do it? Why, by driving into your Atlantic dealer. He'll make sure your car is in top shape. And while you're there, try Atlantic Imperial Gasoline, the gasoline that can eliminate engine knock at all driving speeds. Yes, sir, dependable Atlantic service and Imperial Gasoline keep your car on the go. The Yankees' Western Tour continues tomorrow with an afternoon game against the White Sox. And the Yankees move into Kansas City for games on Sunday and Monday afternoon. Winding the tour up with games in Detroit, Tuesday and Wednesday, and returning to Yankee Stadium next Thursday. A big weekend on tap at the stadium, capped by the Memorial Day doubleheader against the Washington Senators at Yankee Stadium. That'll be the first doubleheader of the season. All right, we're set now to move into the bottom of inning number six with the White Sox leading in the ballgame 2-1.
Whitey Ford checking the signs from Yogi Berra out on the mound. Pitched a mini slow curve in the dirt, and it hit plate umpire Hank Shore in the left leg as it bounced between Yogi's legs. Ball one. Minoto leading the White Sox in RBIs with 22. One behind the Moose, who has 23. Curve outside, ball two. Ed Krasuski on deck. Nothing pitch. Curve. High ball three. 3-0. Whitey rubs up the ball. Gets a little rosin. Three and nothing to count. Is low ball four. Second walk given up by Ford on four straight pitches, and here's Big Ted Krasuski. Krasuski homered off Ford in the third inning with Aparicio on base for the two runs the White Sox have, and it was Krasuski's first homer of the year. Big left-hand hitter standing right on top of home plate. He steps in the bucket, sort of pulls away from every pitch. There's a line drive deep to the right field, and foul in the right field corner. It would not have been a home run as it hit the base of the wall, but it wasn't fouled by much. There's not room or too much room between the foul line and the last box seat deep in the right field corner. As Whitey Ford came in with a side-arm fastball, and Krasuski rifled a foul ball deep in the right field corner. Strike one. And also at first, nobody out. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Karen holds the bag against Minnie. Mr. Krasuski is strike two. Close took that fastball just above the knees. Nothing in two to count. Stretch. Pitch to strike three call as Krasuski takes the fastball right down the middle. Whitey gets his second strike out of the night, and here's Sherm Lalo, who bounced to third and struck out. One away. Dick Donovan is pitching for the White Sox tomorrow. Leading off first, a stretch by four. Pitch is low for a ball. Minoso's got a pretty good lead down there, but he still has to watch it because of Whitey's good pickoff move. Minnie has two stolen bases on the year. The pitch, there goes Minoso. The ball is swung and it missed. The throw to second, not in time. Minoso steals the base as he went in head first, and And with the ground wet, he slid right by second with his body, and his feet stayed on the bag. Boy, I tell you, he was hit that wet turf, but he steals the bag. That's his third stolen base of the year, and it's unusual when you see somebody steal a base against Ford, but he got a good jump there. Lala swung and missed the pitch. One and one the count. Richardson dropped Yogi's throw, but Minoso was on the bag before the ball got to Richardson. One and one the count. Here's a stretch by four. The pitch low outside, ball two. 2-1. On deck, Al Smith. Again, Whitey stretches. Low curve outside, ball three. 3-1 the count. Right at Kubek. Nice play. No chance to get Minoso, who dives back head first. A line drive that Kubek had to reach out for and catch one-handed. Two out, and here's Al Smith. Smitty single to right field in the second inning and single to center in the fourth. White Sox scored their two runs in the bottom of the third inning when Aparicio reached an error by Kubek and scored on a two-out home run by Ted Suzuki. Yankees scored their one run in the top of the third. Pitch to Smith. Strike call. Bob Sir drove in the Yankee run. Got his second base hit of the ballgame in the third inning. Drove in Whitey Ford, who had walked. Two out. White Sox lead 2-1. The bottom of the sixth. Minoso at second. One strike on Smith. Best ball is low. Ball 1-1 a mile. Stretch by Whitey. He throw to second base, but Minoso's back in plenty of time. One on the count on Smith. Jim Landis in the on deck circle. 1-1 pitch is popped in the air. Richardson moving back at second base. Under it and makes the catch. That's all for the White Sox threat here in the bottom of the sixth. No runs. No hits. No Yankee errors. One man left and the score at the end of six full innings. The White Sox 2 and the Yankees 1. Well, the Yankees play the White Sox here tomorrow afternoon. Then go to Kansas City and Detroit. Then they head home for an important late May, early June homestand. It opens next Thursday night, May 26th, with the Baltimore Orioles. The Orioles against the Yankees next Thursday night, May 26th, followed by an afternoon game on Friday the 27th. And then the Washington Senators move in for a holiday weekend series, opening with the season's only Saturday night, a ladies' night game. That's Saturday night, May the 28th. And it's followed by an afternoon game on Sunday the 29th. And the season's first doubleheader on Monday, Memorial Day, May the 30th. Don't forget, you'll see Bob Lemon, Bob Allison, and Harmon Killebrew. Quick look at the scoreboard in the American League. Cleveland shut out Boston 2-0. Washington and Kansas City postpone rain. Baltimore 3, the Tigers 1 at the end of 6.5. The National League, the Phillies 3, the Dodgers nothing at the end of 5. Cardinals 1, Cincinnati nothing at the end of 2.5. Chicago nothing, Milwaukee nothing. It's finally stopped raining up there. And they're playing the 11th inning at Pittsburgh, all tied up. Giants 3, the Pirates 3. And here at Comiskey Park, we have a pinch hitter for Whitey Ford, Kent Hadley. A left-hand hitting first baseman, pinch hitting for Whitey Ford. So Whitey's still looking for that first complete game of the year. It was not his fault entirely, that is, that he's behind 2-1 right now. And error led 2 unearned runs score in the third inning. All right, the first pitch to Hadley is low outside, ball one.
1450 on the radio dial is WOKO, Albany, New York, 11 o'clock.
Pitch to Hadley, outside, ball two, 2-0. No strike. The pitch is swung at and missed, strike one. Hadley trying to loosen up down there at the plate. Stretching his back muscles, reaches down for some dirt. Pounds the bat on home plate. Holds it right down on the end. Big, tall left-hand hitter. Take the curve over, strike two called. 2-2 the count. Nobody out, nobody on. Top of the seventh. Two pitch, outside, ball three. Wynn is one of the slowest working pitchers in the big league. Takes plenty of time. Now he's ready to wind up. The payoff pitch is strike three. Swings and misses, and Hadley pounds his bat down on home plate. As early Wynn records his fourth strikeout of the night. And it brings up Tony Kubek, who fly to right, single to left, and pops to first base. Pitch to Kubek is taken for a strike. The one strike delivery, curveball hit deep to left center field. Minoso digging over to his left, going back and makes the catch. As Kubek flies out to the opposite field. That's two away. And here's Mickey Mantle. Mick's 0 for 3 tonight. Bounced to first twice and flies to center field. 2-1, the White Sox lead, top of the seventh. Lalo walks out to the mound to talk with Wynn. Mantle talking with Hank Storr at the plate. And on deck, Bob Sturr swinging a couple of bats. Here's the windup by Wynn. The pitch to Mickey is foul over the upper deck and back of third and out of play. Way out of the ballpark. They've painted the outside of Comiskey Park, and it really looks pretty. It used to be an old, dull brown color, but now they've painted it white, and it really stands out. The one-strike pitch, high ball one, 1-1. 1-1 delivery is a curve high ball two. 2-1 the count. A 2-1 delivery. It's a curve outside and high ball three. Ready for the 3-1 pitch to Mick. High outside ball four. So Matt will walk, the fourth walk given up by Early Wynn. Brings up Bob Serve, who singled a center twice and bounced to second base. Bob has driven in the only run for the Yankees. Playing his first game since coming over from Kansas City. Swings one of the biggest bats in the big league. One of the heaviest. Mantle leads off first. Pitch to Serve is a curve outside ball one. Two outs. Suzuki holds first against Mantle. Is in there for a call strike. 1-1. The stretch by Wynn. Mantle with a big lead off race. The pitch is fouled back out of play. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Yogi Berra. One ball, two strikes, and two outs. Just outside, ball two, two and two. Wynn trying to nip that outside corner with a fastball. Just did miss. Now it's two balls and two strikes with two outs. Mantle representing the tying run as the White Sox lead 2-1 in the top of the seventh. Nick got a big lead at first. And Wynn stepped off mound. Nick had an extra long lead that time. Wynn doesn't want him to get in scoring position. Here's the stretch. Pitch. He checks the swing and it's ball three. Mantle did not go. Full count, but Mickey will be off now. It's two away and 3-2 on serve. The payoff pitch to serve. The stretch. The pitch, there goes Mantle. The ball is swung at and missed. Strike three. As he curves, Bob Serve on a 3-2 pitch. Five strikeouts for Wynn. For the Yankees in the top of the seventh. No runs. No hits. No White Sox errors. One man left. The score at the end of 6.5 innings. The White Sox 2 and the Yankees 1.
Now let's listen to what Atlantic has to say about a really thorough lubrication.
The sound of a lubrication gun. And that's battery terminals being sprayed against corrosion. Sounds like floor mats and upholstery being swept clean. What's going on? an Atlantic Safety Service lubrication is going on. And most of the sounds you hear are extra services, bonus features from your Atlantic dealer, like emptying crammed ashtrays, for instance, or lubricating sticky door latches, or checking tires for pressure as well as cuts and bruises. It all starts with a thorough lubrication based on the latest specifications for your car. And then keeps right on going with extra bonus features. Ask for it by name. Atlantic Safety Service Lubrication.
Now we're set for the bottom of the seventh in Phil Rizzuto.
Please loosening up. We'll pause for station identification.
You are tuned to 1460 on the radio dial. WOKO, Albany, New York. 10 1/2 minutes after 10. After 11, excuse me.
Whitey Ford worked a total of 6 innings, which he gave up just 4 base hits, walked 2, struck out 2, and allowed 2 runs. But they were not earned runs. Because of an error, it would have been 3 out, and Suzuki would not have come to bat, and Clue hit that home run in the bottom of the third. That's the margin of the lead right now. Duren is in his 7th ball game, all in relief. Pitched a total of 11 innings, has given up 5 hits. He's won one and lost one. They've scored 4 runs off earned. Off Ryan Duren, all of them earned. He's given up 1 homer, 8 base on balls, and 13 strikeouts. 6'1", 195 pounds from San Antonio, Texas. This is his first appearance against the White Sox. He got his loss against Cleveland on May the 10th. Pitched just 1 inning, but gave up 4 hits. He gave up that 3-run homer to Jimmy Pearsall. Pearsall hit it to the opposite field. Duren will be pitching to Landis, Esposito, and Wynn here in the bottom of the 7th. Landis walked and popped to the catcher. 2-1, the White Sox lead, bottom of the 7th. This is pop foul, coming back and out of play, back in the stand. So now we have two of the most deliberate pitchers in the big league out on the mound. They were very slow, Ryan Duren and Early Wynn. Curve inside, ball 1-1-1. Big slow wind up. The pitch is low inside, ball 2. 2-1. Inside, ball 3, 3-1. Here's the 3-1 delivery. In there for a called strike, 3-2 to count. a capacity crowd here tonight to watch the Yankees and the White Sox in this first game of a two-game series. Same two teams meet tomorrow afternoon. Here's the payoff pitch. Inside, ball four. Landis walks, and it brings up Sammy Esposito. Landis has two stolen bases on the year. Cowan over talking with Duren. As the Yankee infield will be looking for the possible sacrifice or a possible attempt for stolen base by Landis. White Sox lead 2-1 here in the bottom of the seventh, trying to add to their lead. Esposito, the right hand hitting third baseman. McDougal creeping in. The stretch. The pitch is bunted down the first base line. Scowen lets it roll and it's foul. Moose realized he had no chance to get Landis at second, so he wisely elected to let it roll and went foul. With a big lead off first. The pitch inside, and I don't know whether it hit him. He fell down getting out of the way of that inside fastball. One and one the count. Esposito had squared around a bunch. I said that these batters really move when Duren throws close to them. Because as hard as he throws, they don't want to get hit with that ball. Ball, one strike. Landis at first with nobody out. Landis got a big lead. Here's a stretch. The pitch is bunted foul at the plate. Strike two. Looks like he's raring to go down there. He had a pretty good lead that time. Yogi keeps saying this is the toughest team to catch against because of all the good base runners they have. Aparicio, Fox, Minoso, Landis, Smith, Esposito. All right, here's the stretch by Duren. The pitch is hit in the ground. Over second, Richardson to Kubek for one. Back to first, double play. Oh, that was a pretty play to watch as Richardson went back of the bag and flipped to Kubek, who threw to Scar and doubled Esposito. That's the second time Esposito has hit into a double play. First time it was short to second to first. This time, second to short to first. And here's early wins. To second, fly to right. He batted right-handed against Whitey Ford, now turns around as a switch hitter and bats left-handed against Ryan Duren. Two out in the bottom of the seventh, the White Sox two and the Yankees one. All the runs were scored in the third inning. For a call strike. Wynn steps back to pick up some dirt and talk with plate umpire Hank Soar before stepping back into the batter's box. Big slow wind up by Duren. The pitch is low ball, 1-1-1. is strike two called. One ball, two strikes, and two outs. Nobody on. From Yogi. Pitch is hit on the ground at the shortstop, Kubek to Collins for the third out. You see that wind hustle down that line? For the White Sox in the bottom of the seventh, no runs, no hits, no Yankee errors, and nobody left. Score at the end of seventh full innings. The White Sox 2 and the Yankees 1.
You know, today you can just feel that fine weather on the way. The kind of weather that makes owning a car a real pleasure. Especially a car that's serviced regularly by your Atlantic dealer. Yes, sir, dependable Atlantic service helps prevent trouble, keeps your car on the go. And Atlantic Imperial gasoline helps keep your car full of pep and ginger. It can prevent high compression engine knock at all driving speeds. How can you get the most out of your driving? Well, your Atlantic dealer has the answer. Well, we're moving down towards the clutch stages of this ball game. The White Sox, who have yet to lose at home, enjoy a thin 2-1 advantage as early win is pitching in somewhat the fashion that he pitched throughout the 1959 season. Early off to a slow start this year, had some of the critics wondering if maybe Father Time had caught up with him. But Wynn, with an assortment of breaking stuff, an occasional fastball, and a knuckleball, has kept the Yankees in check through the first seven innings of the ballgame. Moving now into the top of the eighth.
First pitch, Yogi is outside and high ball one. Here's the 1-0 delivery. It's in the dirt for ball two. No strikes on Yogi. Two nothing pitches in there for a call strike. It was a curveball, and Yogi steps out of the box to talk with Soar and then look in the Yankee dugout. He was not happy with that call. Bends down to get some dirt. Now he steps back in the box ready to go. Pitches popped in the air and back of the plate. Lala coming back near the screen, and the ball hits on the screen. 2-2 on Yogi. Yogi picks up the mask, wipes off the dirt, and hands it back to Lala. Catcher's got it stick together. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody out, nobody on, top of the eighth. White Sox 2, Yankees 1. White Sox have yet to lose here at Comiskey Park this year. Pitch to Yogi is high outside, ball three. Pitch to Yogi. Outside, ball four. Barrow opens the top of the eighth with a walk, the fifth given up by early Wynn. And it brings up Bill Skarin. Loose walk, bounce to second, pop to short. All of Skarin's buddies are at the game. Moose is a local boy from Chicago. Nelly Fox had run in from second to talk with Wynn, now hustles back to his position. Suzuki holding first against Yogi. 2-1, the White Sox lead, top of the eighth.
Francis Darren is hit deep to right field. It's curving and goes foul deep in the right field corner. Moose walked up on that curveball. One strike on Scar, and as Moose walked back to the plate, he checked Frank Frassetti's signals. Crow coaching down at third. Ralph Hawk is at first. Here's a stretch by Early Wynn. Pitch to Scarron is outside. Ball one, one among. Strike and nobody out. Yogue leading off first base. 1-1 pitch high inside. Darren moves back out of the way. 2-1 the count. Now the stretch by Wynn. Pitch to Scarron is hit on the ground at third. Esposito goes to second in time to get Yogi. Yogi tried to slide into second, but kind of got stuck in the mud and rolled over the bag. A fourth play as Esposito made a nice play on a slow hit ball, firing to Fox to get Yogi, the lead man. They wanted to keep the tying run off second base, so it's one out. Scarron at first. Here's Roger Maris. Maris has struck out twice and hit back to the box. 0-3. He's had six base hits. Kubek is one, Serve two, McDougal two, and Richardson one. Gil McDougal on deck. The pitch to Maris is in there for a false strike. On Roger Maris. Suzuki now moves him back of the bag at first base, not holding Scarron too close. Wynn sets. Pitch to Maris. Is strike two as he swings and misses. Casey Stengel rubbing his hands together, has his warm-up jacket on, standing on the steps of the Yankee dugout back of first base. Strike pitch. Ground ball to second base. Fox taps Aparicio for one. Back to first. And the throw pulls Krasuski off the bag as Aparicio hurried his throw. It's a fourth play from second to short. And they had time to get Maris, but Aparicio's throw pulled Krasuski way off the bag. And Clue, as a matter of fact, made a nice stop keeping that ball from going into the seats and back of first. So Scowen is out. Maris safe. And here's Gil McDougal.
1460 on the radio dial, WOKO, Albany, New York, 1130.
This is the top of the eighth. The Yankees trail 2-1. Two men are out. McDougal the batter, Richardson on deck. Maris leading off first base. Pitch to Gill is top foul down the right field line, strike one.
pitch is outside and a low ball one. One am I? Pitch is a curve, low outside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Roger Maris leads off first base. Pretty good lead. The pitch is hit on the ground, a third foul. Picked up by Frank Fassetti in the coach's box. Two and two on Gill, two outs. 2-1, the White Sox lead, top of the eighth. Chairman Lala. And Hank Sewell wants the ball basket to pop out of the ground, and up it comes. Grabs a couple of handfuls of the balls and slowly sinks back into the ground. It's a real tricky ball spot now. They press a button and air comes up out of home plate, cleans off the plate. Press another button and up comes this basket of balls to the umpire. Again, the stretch. The pitch. Outside, ball three. Full count on McDougal. 3-2. So, with two out, Maris will be off with the pitch. No runs, no hits, no White Sox errors, one man left. Score at the end of 7.5 innings, the White Sox 2 and the Yankees 1.
Say, do you know how many miles your car has covered since its last lubrication? Well, you better check on this right soon. And if it's much over 1,000, it's time to stop by your Atlantic dealers for a safety service lubrication. Now with special bonus back. Point. According to factory specifications for your car. But your Atlantic dealer uses more than a lube gun on your car. His safety service lubrication includes many important bonus values, such as checking the battery and cleaning and spraying the battery terminals to prevent corrosion. He also sweeps the floor, cleans the seats and instrument panel, why, even empties the ashtrays. All part of his thorough job. Better stop by your Atlantic dealer soon for a safety service lubrication now with special bonus values.
Got the official paid attendance tonight. 40,970 fans here at Comiskey Park to watch the Yankees and the White Sox. The top of the White Sox batting order. Aparicio, Fox, and Minoso will be facing Ryan Duran here in the bottom of the eighth with the White Sox leading 2-1. Taking a look ahead in the top of the ninth, the Yankees will have Richardson leading off. Then Duran turn the bat. They'll have a pinch hitter. And then Tony Kubek. Aparicio 0 for 3 tonight. Pop to second, reached on an error and fly to left. Duran, he before checking the sign from Barra, yells at McDougal to move in a little bit at third. First pitch to Louis is in there for a called strike. Goes on with a single. Moose made a good try for that one,
but just couldn't hold it. The fifth White Sox hit of the night. And here's Nellie Fox, who's 0 for 3. Bounced to short, line to short, and bounced to first. So the Yankee infield now are definitely looking for something to happen with the fastest. Well, I won't say the fastest runner in the American League, but the best base stealer in the American League got Riccio at first. And Nellie Fox, one of the finest bunters in the big leagues, and yet a guy who can hit the ball any place. McDougal is way in at third. I mean way in. Garin is holding first against Riccio, ready to charge in. Kubek playing near second base, and Richardson ready to break the first if he sees Fox about to bunt the ball. Nobody out in the bottom of the eighth. The fans yelling for Aparicio to steal. Here's a stretch by Doran. McDougal way in. Oh, man, is he in. There goes Aparicio. The ball is taken. The throw to second, not even close. Yogi didn't have a chance in the world to get Aparicio, who had slid into second base before Yogi's throw had even gotten down there. His seventh stolen base of the year. Again, the Yankees have to be on the alert for a possible sacrifice. That was a ball to Fox. Here's a stretch. The pitch is high outside, ball two, 2-0. That's the second stolen base for the White Sox tonight. Minoso stolen the sixth. Aparicio here in the eighth. Yogi has said time and time again that Aparicio is the toughest man to throw out. Doesn't seem to get too big a lead, but what a jump he gets. He's going at full speed right from the go. Here's the stretch. Pitch is low, ball three. 3-0. White Sox leading 2-1 here in the bottom of the eighth. They got a runner at second and nobody out. There's a stretch. The 3-0 pitch. Inside, ball four. Gets the base on ball. Second given up by Duren. And here's Minnie Minoso, who singled, hit to the box, and walked. First, Aparicio at second. Minoso the batter. Nobody out. Pitch to Minnie is low outside. Ball one. Boy, I tell you. There's three of the fastest men in the league right there. Aparicio, Fox, and Minoso. And Scarron's in at first. McDougal's in at third. And they've got to look for just about anything. They could try a double steal or a possible sacrifice. Even the hit and run, that's been pulled with runners at first and second. Here's a stretch. The pitch, and it hits Minoso right in the back. And the bases are loaded. Vinny Minoso was hit right in the middle of the back, but he dropped the bat and ran down to first base. Fox goes to second. Aparicio to third.
There's nobody out, and the batter Ted Suzuki. Suzuki has driven in the two White Sox runs with a homer in the third inning. He flied to left and was called out on strike. So now the Yankee infield playing in. They got to cut off the run at the plate if they can. They can't afford to give up another run. Here's the windup. The pitch is low, ball one. And now Casey Stengel moves the infield back in double play depth. The clue is line to left field. There's coming on. It's a base hit. Aparicio scores. Here comes Fox. And they got Minoso in a rundown between second and third. And Kubek tags him out. But Suzuki drives in two more runs with a single to left field and gives Suzuki four runs batted in on the night. Driving in Aparicio and Fox. Minoso is retired on third throw, the left fielder to the shortstop. For the first out, Suzuki at first in the batter, Sherm Lala. Sherm 0 for 3, bounced to third, struck out, line to short. Minoso thought that serve was going to throw home and try and get Nellie Fox, but serve outboxed him and threw to third, and they had Minoso hung up. The White Sox lead 4-1. Pitch to Lala is in for a strike. That's Suzuki at first base. Low curve, high ball, 1-1. Suzuki doubled his RBI output. He had four going into tonight's game, and he's driven in four more tonight. That gives him eight on the year. Here's the stretch. Curve in there, strike two, one ball, two strikes. In the bottom of the eighth, White Sox 4, Yankees 1. Pitch to Lala. It hit him. And it hit him on the left hand. The second man that Duren has hit in this inning. He hit Minoso. He just hit Lala. Suzuki walking down at second base. Lala walking to first. And here's Al Smith. Smith, single to right, single to center, pops to second base. One out. Smith is in there for a strike. The pitch to Smith is low, ball 1-1. Ted Suzuki down at second base. Sherman Lala is at first, one away. pitch, and the pitch is fouled at the plate. Strike two. One ball, two strikes. Stretch by Duren. Pitch low outside, 2-2. White Sox fans having a ball tonight. Two and two on Smith. With a big stretch over his head. Pitch. A foul back in the upper deck out of play. Count holds it 2-2. Bottom of the eighth. Pitch, and inside Smith has to duck back out of the way. 3-2 to count. Full count. Steps back in, ready to go. Here's a stretch by Duren. The payoff pitch is strike three. A swing and a miss, a high fastball. Duren gets his first strike out of the ball game. Brings up Jim Landis, who walked twice and fouled out to the catcher. So now it's two outs. Suzuki remains at second. Lawler at first. Two runs are in. The White Sox lead 4-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Hector Lopez are taking their warm-up jackets off. Looks like they might pinch hit next inning for the Yankees. Both going to the bat rack to select the bat. Stretch and the pitch is strike one, a swing and a miss. And they were paying no attention to Krasuski, and Big Clue had a real big lead at second base. He could have stolen third easily if he had wanted to that time. A stretch by Duren. Pitch outside. 1-1. Before, the White Sox had their three fastest men on base, Aparicio, Fox, and Minoso. Now they got their two slowest men, Krasuski and Lala. Curve inside. Ball two, 2-1. As Yogi shakes his head back and forth, puts the ball back to Duren. 2-1 the count. Two out. 4-1 the White Sox lead in the bottom of the eighth. Landis hits the dirt. The ball is thrown right in back of him. 3-1 the count. Ryan Duren is way off the beam tonight. His radar has gone a little awry somewhere along the way. He's hit two men in this inning, walked another. Given up two base hits. 3-1 the count. Pitch inside, ball four. Landis walks for the third time tonight. And the bases are loaded. The batter, Sammy Esposito, and here comes Casey Stengel out of the Yankee dugout. And it looks like that might be all for Mr. Duren tonight. Ryan really having an off night. And Casey's calling for somebody out of the Yankee bullpen. That's all for Duren. He really had a rough inning. Duren has pitched just 1 2/3 innings. He's given up two base hits. He's walked three. He's hit two batters, struck out one, and has allowed two runs so far. But the bases are loaded. Suzuki's at third, Lauer at second, Landis at first. And as the relief pitcher is walking in from the bullpen, the organist strikes up, going to wash that man right out of my hair. Meaning Ryan Duren, of course. Looks like Johnny James coming in for the Yankees. James will be facing Sammy Esposito.
Number 53, John James.
Esposito is 0 for 3, and he's bounced to third once and bounced into a double play twice. So Duren leaves. A reminder that the Yankees will be meeting the Red Sox early in June. They play a weekend set at the stadium, and of course you'll see Ted Williams, Pete Runnels, Frank Malzone, Vic Wirth. They'll all be in to face the Stengel men on Friday night, June the 3rd, a Ladies' Day game on Saturday the 4th, and a wind-up bargain doubleheader on Sunday, June the 5th. All right, here's Sammy Esposito batting with the bases loaded and two outs. Bottom of the 8th, the White Sox lead 4-1. James into the windup. The pitch to Esposito is high, ball one. Well, what a tough job this relief pitching is. The 1-0 pitch, outside, ball two. 2-0. Here's the 2-0 delivery. Strike call. 2-1 the count. Johnny James swings into the windup. Pitch is low, ball three. 3-1. The pitch is low, ball four. And a run is forced across the plate as Kozuski comes on to score. White Sox now lead 5-1. Lala moves to third, Landis to second, Esposito to first. And the batter due to come up early win. And boy, he's been sitting around for a long, long time. Wynn is the ninth man to bat in the inning. Louis Aparicio, who started off this inning with a single, is on deck. Pitch to win is low inside, ball one. Mm-hmm. pitching pitch is in there for a call strike. 1-1. Bases still loaded. 2 men out. 3 runs scored here in the bottom of the 8th. White Sox lead 5-1. Is foul at the plate. 1-2. Pirates beat the Giants 5-4. The pitch is high. 2-2. Score as Detroit came up with 3 runs in the bottom of the 9th inning to beat Baltimore 4-3. Morgan in relief to win it, Pappas in relief to lose it. A 2-2 pitch. Strike 3, trying to check his swing, but he went around. So for the White Sox in the bottom of the 8th, 3 big runs. On just 2 bases, no Yankee errors and 3 men left. The score at the end of 8 full innings, the White Sox have 5 runs on just 6 hits, no errors, and 7 men left on base.
This is Al Mark here in the 1450 on the radio dial, WOKO, Albany, New York. 1 minute.
Hector Lopez is batting for Bobby Richardson. Bobby had hit the ball hard all night, line to left, single to right, then line to left again. The first pitch to Lopez is high, ball 1. Hector has not been in there too often for the Yankees. 6-32, 1 homer, 2 RBIs, batting 188. Ground ball hit to the right side. And Kazuki feels it throws to win. In time for the out. You should have seen that play. Ralph Houck and Lopez say that Wynn did not touch first base, but John Flaherty said he did. The ball was hit slowly off the end of the bat. Wynn started for it. Then went to first base. Kazuki started to first base, had to pick up the ball, turned completely around, and flipped to Wynn. And Wynn dragged his foot across the bag, but Ralph Houck insists that he didn't touch the bag. That's one away. And here's Elston Howard batting for Johnny James. Howard batting 253. 3 doubles, 3 triples, 4 homers, and 21 runs batted in. Here's a tough man to keep on the bench. Well, what are you going to do when you got all that power? And Yogi Berra around to do the catching. The pitch to Howard is swung at and missed, strike 1. 1 out, nobody on. White Sox 5, Yankees 1, top of the 9th. Pitch outside, low, ball 1, 1-1. Is hit deep to right center field and in there for a base hit, fielded by Al Smith. And Howard pinch hits a single to right center field, and that's the 7th hit given up by early Wynn. The Yankees are out hitting the White Sox 7-6. But the White Sox have the 2 big innings. Tony Kubek, who is 1-for-4, fly to right, swing to the left, top to first, and fly to left. Cletus Boyer running for Elston Howard at first base. 1 out, top of the 9th. Pitch is lying to left field. Minoso moving back to his right under it and makes the catch. That's 2 away, and it brings up Mickey Mantle. Mickey bounced to first twice, fly to center and walk. 2 men are out. out in the top of the ninth. The White Sox lead 5-1. Wynn's first pitch to Mickey is fouled and coming back out of play. Lawler's chasing it, but it's coming back into the stands. Here's the pitch. A drive to deep right center field. And it's in the seats for a home run for Mickey Mantle on a 3-2 pitch with two outs. So you can see how important those three runs were for the White Sox in the bottom of the eighth. Mantle hits a long homer to deep right center field. And it's now a 5-3 ball game. For Mickey, his fourth homer of the year gives him RBIs number 12 and 13. The White Sox added those insurance runs in the bottom of the eighth. And here's Bob Sir, who has singled twice, bounced to second, and struck out. The pitch to serve. Curve outside. Ball one. Well, Wynn doesn't want serve to get on base, that's for sure, because then Yogi would come up and he would represent the tying run. The 1-0 pitch is hit through the middle out to center field for a base hit. And here comes Al Lopez. That's all for early Wynn. As Serve gets his third base hit of the ball game, and all of them to center field. That's hit number 9 for the Yankees. And I believe that's all for Mr. Wynn, and they want, it looks like, Jerry Staley. At least he gave the sinker ball sign to the bullpen, and that's all for early Wynn. So Wynn leaves the mound. He has pitched 8 2/3 innings. Given up 9 hits. Walked 5. Struck out 6. Has allowed 3 runs so far.
All the White Sox, number 21.
Jerry Staley is coming on. Staley was the fellow who came in and put out the fire at Yankee Stadium when the Yankees were threatening to bust the game wide open. We have another final score. The Cardinals defeated Cincinnati 6-1. Jackson went all the way to winner. O'Toole, who started the loser. Staley will be pitching to Vera. Yogi steps into the batter's box. Two men are out. The White Sox lead 5-3. Staley is 6 feet tall, 185 pounds. Last year he won 8 and lost 5, had a 2.25 earned run average. A stretch by Staley. Suzuki not holding serve on the pitch to Yogi is a strike on the outside corner. Here's a stretch by Staley. Pitch is a base hit to right field. Serve holds up at second. Yogi is on at first with a single. And that brings up Bill Skarn, and here comes Al Lopez out of the White Sox dugout. Lopez is coming out to the mound. And that's all for Staley. Staley pitches just one man. And he's out of there. He gives up a hit to Yogi. With Service second and Bearer at first, we're going to have another pitcher. Boy, this has been a very unusual ball game. Bill Scarron talking with Hank Storr in back of home plate. Crisetti at third, talking with the third base umpire, Ed Hurley. And Kirk Lown is coming on. Never can tell in a ball game. The Yankees were not able to do much with Wynn, although they had him on the ropes a couple of times. They scored once in the third, but then all of a sudden in the ninth, Pinch hits a single. Mantle hits a homer. Serve singles and Barra singles. And here's Scarron batting with two outs. And the top of the ninth, runners at first and second. And the Yankees trailing 5-3. The pitch to Scarron. He swings and misses strike one. One after a curveball. They know that Scarron likes to swing at the first pitch. Pitch is low, ball one, one and one. One and one on Scarron, two outs. Third leads off second. Yogi off first. Pitch is low outside, ball two, two and one. Here's the stretch. Pitch is fouled at the plate. Strike two, two and two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two men on, two runs in. The Yankees need two to tie here in the top of the ninth. Stretch, the pitch is strike three, swinging. The ball game is over. For the Yankees in the top of the ninth, two runs on four base hits. No White Sox errors, two men left. And the White Sox win it 5-3.